I feel moved to do an audio post for my blog, and it's coming right from the heart. So it's going to be a little bit jumbled and probably a little bit gappy. So bear with me. I'm not going to record this more than once. Okay, so listen carefully. I shall say this only once. It's World Suicide Day today, and I firmly believe that I've had a bit of a message from Ben that I want to share. When Ben died, he had previously had a girlfriend called Gaëtan who lives in Belgium. And we've kept in touch over the years and life's been tricky. But this morning she sent me an audio file, and on it there was one word, and it was Ben saying the word. And one of the things that saddens me is I don't have any record of Ben's voice. I have two videos of him, both of which were taken when he was very poorly. So all I have are my memories and photos, which is a lot, but sometimes I just want to see him in a physical form or hear him. So this morning, Gaëtan sent me this one word, and Ben was telling Gaëtan the name of a cat that had recently moved into the house he was living in. So this would have been when he lived in Holland, when he was at uni. And I thought, I wonder what the word is. And it's the cat's name. And I've got this lovely file, which I'll post along with this. And he says one word, and it is Fitzsimmons. Okay. And it's his beautiful voice, and it's quite deep, deep, and it's just reverberated through me. Fitzsimmons, he says. So I thought, I'll Google and find out what Fitzsimmons means and whether it's relevant, and see if there's any light I can shed on this message, which just happened to arrive today. So Fitzsimmons means son of Simon. And Ben's dad is called Simon. That Ben loved his dad deeply and really connected with him. And I haven't written much about Simon at all in the blog because it's not my story. It's Ben's story. And the blog is about my relationship with Ben. But I feel like I need to share this message with Simon, so I'm sending him a copy of it before I put it on the blog. So this one message that just says Fitzsimmons, which means son of Simon, in Ben's voice. And it's Simmons is from the verb sharma, which means to hearken, so to hear, to be heard. And that's what Benedict also means, sort of. Benedict means to speak well. So I know I'm grasping at straws. I really do know that, but there's a significance in this message. This one word that arrived on World Suicide Day out of the blue and seems really relevant from the son of Simon.